I just got done listening to an interview off of SGTReport.com. SGTReport.com is a YouTube channel I sometimes listen to. Again, you can put them in the category of the fear prepper, doom, destruction, entertainment world. I don't think these guys are silly. I don't think they're joking around. I think it's a decent enough channel. But ultimately, people need to make their own judgment about the types of stories, frankly, about all the information that they access online. And that's kind of the main part of this topic of this video blog. You know, it's not quite 5 a.m. on Thursday morning. And I went out last night, had a great time. I hung out with some people at the tow yard, and I got a little drunk. But it was one of those moments where I allowed myself to pretend that life can be normal and life can be this continuation of normality, and there's nothing to worry about. I don't think that's actually true. I think that something quite disturbing, something quite ugly is on the horizon. But I also think that being an American, or frankly, being any human being on planet Earth at this point, is akin to being a goldfish or some type of fish inside of an aquarium surrounded by LCD TVs. I mean, we can debate and have conversations as fish in the aquarium about what that outside world looks like, but it's not simply that we're in an aquarium. We're in an aquarium surrounded by deception. I mean, you can pretend this is a redux or a revisit of Plato's Allegory of the Cave, and you know what? That's a whole nother kind of subject that maybe is too deep for 5 a.m. But the bottom line is this: as a fish in an aquarium surrounded by big screen TVs, I have a hard time knowing who's telling me the truth. I mean, I'm fairly certain that the agenda, the purpose, the control, the direction of what we call the mainstream media is not in my best interest. I'm 100% convinced of that. But that doesn't imply that everything that they tell us is a lie. It simply means that they have a purpose and an agenda to feed us whatever shit they want to feed us. And every once in a while, they probably tell us the truth. You know, they probably squeeze in a fact here and a fact there that is the truth simply because it's much easier to sell a big lie if you sprinkle it with truth, so to speak. On the other hand, all of these YouTube channels, including mine, you know, mine is silly. I don't really have that many people who listen to what I say. But all of these YouTube channels that talk about the doom and destruction and the end of the world, well, they might have an agenda too. So I got done listening to this SGTReport.com interview, and if you go there, like today, you'll find that it's like number one in their queue, but its title is Warning: Alt Energy Insider, The Elite Are in a Panic. And the guy they interviewed essentially was anonymous. He didn't want to say his name. He works in the field, I'm assuming, of energy sources or energy technologies you can install yourself in your home to deal with situations when your power's out. But beyond that, he mostly spent 20 minutes saying that the elite are trying to buy prepper stuff right now. This is his argument. This is what he's saying. The elite are going shopping, buying everything that isn't tied down that is related to being able to survive if the major systems, the major logistical systems break down. And it's kind of freaky when people talk about that way, because it sounds like, holy shit, is it tomorrow? Is it yesterday? I mean, has it already happened? Is it happening? Who knows? I mean, if you're a fish in an aquarium and you're swimming around and somebody tells you, holy shit, Dan, the world's about to explode, how do you deconstruct that? How do you tear that apart? This is as much a question of survival as it's a question of metaphysics. How do you apply logic and the understanding of perception on any level to determine the truth or falsity of these statements if you accept almost axiomatically that almost every source of information is either a form of deception a form of control, or both? So yeah, this report was kind of scary, and I like SGTReport.com. I'm shouting them out a few times because I think they, as far as the YouTube channel thing goes and the alternative media, I think they do a great job, and they have great people they interview who mostly are not anonymous. So, you know, there's that. You know, whenever I'm exposed to someone who is afraid to say, to use their name these days, I don't know what to think about that, because I'm fairly certain the NSA knows who they are. I mean, come on, they know. To believe that you can enter the electronic grid and not be almost immediately identified, whether you're using Bitcoin or running Linux operating systems or pretending in your fantasy world that your underground computer bunker is safe, you guys are being monitored. They know who you are. They own the grid. They invented the internet. To believe that you can be anonymous on the internet is one of the most asinine propositions I can imagine. But the man was serious. He sounded serious. Basically, he said, A, the elite are scared shitless. B, they are going to pull the plug, to quote him, to coin his terminology or whatever. And C, they are on a shopping spree to buy, I'm assuming, solar cells and, you know, survival kits and storable food and probably everything you would need if you had to hunker down for months. Who knows, maybe even years. Anyways, it's 5 a.m. and frankly, I drank too much last night. So take it as you will. You know, it's on my blog, IamSully.com, and from one fish in an aquarium to another, stay safe, but how the hell do we know what the truth is?